This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, March 3rd. God's word to you today is, in the name. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 17, verses 4 and 5, and it says, "This is my covenant with you. I will make you the father of a multitude of nations. What's more, I'm changing your name. It will no longer be Abram. Instead, you'll be called Abraham, for you will be the father of many nations." As we press in further in our study of Daniel, we trust that God will intensify his presence with us in Jesus' name. God is delivering things to us in this season, particularly to those in business, in the marketplace, and those in politics. The Holy Spirit is schooling us in the practicalities of staying at the top without compromise. Many people's idea of being at the top is to bend and compromise God. But Daniel is challenging us and showing us how to do it without bowing to any other God. Before and during World War II, the objective of the Nazis was to wipe out the entire nation of Israel. It was an interesting time in the history of mankind. Millions of Jews were killed, and some were taken into concentration camps. In those camps, what was meant to be a water bath was an acid bath. The Jews were put through various kinds of torture. One of the things that Hitler and the Nazis also did was to replace the names of the Jews with numbers. He forbade Jews to be called by their names, because almost every Jew had a name connected to God. Our focus for the next few days is on the importance of our names, our identity, and our worldview. How we see the world and how we see ourselves impact on how we respond to the basic fundamental questions of life. I trust that God will help us sort out these crucial foundational truths. What does your name mean? Take a moment to think about it. Do you think your name reflects who you are, or who you hope to be, or your prophetic destiny? If you had a chance to give yourself a name that reflects who you are, or who you hope to be, or your prophetic destiny, what name would you choose? I want you to think about these things deeply. I thought about this deeply, and honestly, I will not change my name for anything. My name means God loves me, and that is my prophetic destiny. I am God's favorite child. Please read Daniel 1, verses 3 to 7. This scripture reference shows us clearly that the Babylonians renamed these young men, not because they could not pronounce their names. Their names were deeply rooted in God, so the Babylonians changed their names in an attempt to change their identity. Every time you think of your name, you think of your God, your roots, your values, and the things that are dead to you and dead to your God. Renaming these young men with names of their own gods was like rebranding them, giving them a new identity. Let us pray. Father, I bring my name before you. Do with me as you did with Abraham. Let my name also reflect the great destiny you have for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.